Autism from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under a GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html. Section 4, DSM Definition. Autism is defined in Section 299 of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM-4, as a total of 6 or more items from 1, 2, and 3, with at least 2 from 1 and 1 from each 2 and 3. 1. A qualitative impairment in social interaction as manifested as at least 2 of the following. 1. A marked social impairment in use of the multiple nonverbal behaviours such as eye-to-eye gaze, facial expression, body postures, and gestures to regulate social interaction. 2. Failure to develop peer relationships appropriate to developmental level. 3. A lack of spontaneous seeking to share enjoyment, interests, or achievements with other people, e.g. by lack of showing, bringing, or pointing out objects as interest. 4. Lack of social or emotional reciprocity. 2. Qualitative impairments in communication as manifested by at least one of the following. 1. Delay in or total lack of the development of spoken language, as accompanied by an attempt to compensate through alternative modes of communication such as gesture or mime. 2. In individuals with adequate speech, marked impairment in the ability to initiate or sustain a conversation with others. 3. Stereotypes and repetitive use of language or idiosyncratic language. 4. Lack of varied, spontaneous, make-believe play or social imitative play appropriate to developmental level. 3. Restricted and stereotyped patterns of behaviour, interests and activities as manifested by at least one of the following. 1. Encompassing preoccupation with one or more stereotyped and restricted patterns of interest that is abnormal to either intensity or focus. 2. Apparently inflexible adherence to specific non-functional routines or rituals. 3. Stereotypes and repetitive motor mannerisms, e.g. hand or finger flapping or twisting, or complex whole body movements. 4. Persistent preoccupation with parts of objects. 2. Delays or abnormal functioning in at least one of the following areas, with onset prior to age 3 years. 1. Social interaction. 2. Languages used in social communication. And 3. Symbolic or imaginative play. 3. The disturbance is not better accounted for by Rett's disorder or childhood disintegrative disorder. These are rules of thumb and may not necessarily apply to all diagnosed autistics. Section 5. Types of autism. Autism presents in a wide degree, from those who are nearly dysfunctional and apparently mentally handicapped, to those whose symptoms are mild or remedied enough to appear unexceptional or normal to others. Although not used or accepted by professionals or within the literature, autistic individuals are often divided into those with an IQ below 80 referred to as having low-functioning autism, or LFA, while those with IQs above 80 are referred to as having high-functioning autism, or HFA. Low and high-functioning are more generally applied to how well an individual can accomplish activities of daily living, rather than IQ. The terms low and high-functioning are controversial and not all autistics accept these labels. This discrepancy can lead to confusion among service providers who equate IQ with functioning and may refuse to serve high IQ autistic people who are severely compromised in their ability to perform daily living tasks, or may fail to recognize the intellectual potential of many autistic people who are considered LFA. For example, some professionals refuse to recognize autistics who can speak or write as long as being autistic at all, because I still think of autism as a communication disorder so severe that no speech or writing is possible. As a consequence, many high-functioning autistic persons and autistic people with relatively high IQ are underdiagnosed, thus making the claim that autistic implies retardation, self-fulfilling. The number of people diagnosed with LFA is not rising quite as sharply as HFA, indicating that at least part of the explanation for the apparent rise is probably better diagnostics. Many also think that ASDs are being overdiagnosed due to the spectrum quality of the impairments and the desire to obtain services through schools and therapies. Section 5.1. Asperger's and Kanner Syndrome. Main article, Asperger Syndrome. In the current Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM-IV-TR, the most significant difference between autistic disorder, Kanner's, and Asperger Syndrome is that the diagnosis of the former includes the observation of delays or abnormal functioning in at least one of the following areas with onset prior to age 3 years: social interaction, languages used in social communication, or 3, symbolic or imaginative play. While a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome observes no clinically significant delay in the latter two of these areas. Also, DSM-IV does not include level of intellectual functioning in the diagnosis. The fact that those with Asperger's syndrome tend to perform better than those with Kanner's autism has produced the popular conception that Asperger's syndrome is synonymous with higher functioning autism, or that it is less disorder than autism. Similarly, there is a popular conception that autistic individuals with a high level of intellectual functioning in fact have Asperger's syndrome, or that both types are merely geeks with a medical label attached. The popular deception of autism in the mass media has been of relatively severe cases. For example, as seen in the films Rain Man, an autistic adult, and Mercury Rising, an autistic child, and in turn many relatives of those who have been diagnosed in the autistic spectrum choose to speak of their loved ones as having Asperger's syndrome rather than autism. Section 5.2. Autism as a spectrum disorder. For more details on this topic, see autistic spectrum. Another view of these disorders is that they are on a continuum known as autistic spectrum disorders. A related continuum, sensory integration dysfunction, involves how well humans integrate the information we receive from our senses. Autism, Asperger's syndrome, and sensory disintegration function are all closely related and overlap. Some people believe that there might be two manifestations of classical autism: regressive autism and early infantile autism. Early infantile autism is present at birth, while regressive autism begins at the age of 3 and often around age 18 months. Although this causes some controversy over when the neurological differences involved in autism truly begin, some speculate that an environmental influence or toxin triggers the disorder. This triggering could occur during a gestation due to a toxin that enters the mother's body and is transferred to the fetus. The triggering could also occur after birth during the crucially early nervous system development of the child. Section 6. Increase in diagnoses of autism. Further information. Frequency of autism and autism brackets incidence. There is a worldwide increase in reported cases of autism over the decade to 2006, which may echo the pattern following the description of schizophrenia in the 20th century. There are several theories about the apparent sudden incidence. Many epidemiologists argue that the rise in the incidence of autism in the United States is largely attributable to a broadening of the diagnostic concept, new classifications, public awareness, and the incentive to receive federally mandated services. However, some authors indicate that the existence of an as-yet unidentified contributing environmental risk factor cannot be ruled out. On the other hand, a widely cited pilot study conducted in California by the UC Davis Mind Institute, October 17, 2002, reported that the increase in autism is real, even after accounting for changes in diagnostic criteria. Ultimately, the question of whether the rise in incidence is real or an artifact of improved diagnosis in a broader concept of autism remains controversial. Dr. Chris Johnson, a professor of pediatrics at the University of Texas Health Sciences Center at San Antonio and co-chair of the American Academy of Pediatrics Autism Expert Panel, sums up the state of the issue by saying, "There is a chance we're seeing a true rise, but right now I don't think anybody can answer that question for sure." The answer to this question has a significant ramifications on the direction of research, since a real increase would focus more attention and research funding on the search for environmental factors, while the alternative would focus more on attention to genetics. On the other hand, it is conceivable that certain environmental factors, such as chemicals, infections, medicines, vaccines, diet and societal changes, may have a particular impact on people with a specific genetic constitution. One of the more popular theories is that there is a connection between geekdom and autism. This is hinted, for instance, by a Wired magazine article in 2001 entitled "The Geek Syndrome," which is a point argued by many in the autism rights movement. This article, many professionals assert, is just one example of the media's application of mental disease labels to what is actually variant normal behaviour. They argue that shyness, lack of athletic ability or social skills, and intellectual interests, even when they seem unusual to others, are not in themselves signs of autism or Asperger's syndrome. Others assert that it is actually the medical profession which is applying mental disease labels to children who in the past would have simply been accepted as a little different or even labelled gifted. Due to the recent publicity surrounding autism and autistic spectrum disorders, an increase in the number of adults are choosing to seek diagnoses of higher functioning autism or Asperger's syndrome in light of symptoms they currently experience or experienced during childhood. Since the cause of autism is thought to be at least partly genetic, a proportion of these adults seek their own diagnosis specifically as follow-up to their children's diagnoses. Because autism falls into the pervasive developmental disorder category, strictly speaking, symptoms must have been present in a given patient before age 7 in order to make a differential diagnosis. Section 7. Therapies. See main article. Autism therapies. Section 8. Causes. See main article. Causes of autism. Section 9. Sociology. Due to the complexity of autism, there are many facets of sociology that need to be considered when discussing it, such as a culture that has evolved from autistic persons connecting and communicating with one another. In addition, there are several subgroups forming within the autistic community, sometimes in strong opposition to one another. Section 9.1. Community and politics. Further information, autistic community, and autism rights movement. Curing autism is a highly controversial and politicized issue. What some call the autistic community has splintered into several strands. Some seek a cure for autism, sometimes dubbed pure pro-cure. Others do not desire a cure, and as such resist it. They are sometimes called anti-cure. Many more have issues between these two. Recently, with scientists learning more about autism and possibly coming closer to effective remedies, some members of anti-cure movement sent a letter to the United Nations demanding to be treated as a minority group rather than a group with a mental disability or disease. Websites such as autistics.org present the view of the anti-cure group. There are many resources available for autistic people, because many autistics find it easier to communicate online than in person. A large number of these resources are online. In addition, successful autistic adults in the local community will sometimes help children with autism, using their own experience in developing coping strategies and or interacting with society. The year 2002 was declared Autism Awareness Year in the United Kingdom. This idea was initiated by Ivan and Shakira Correa, parents of an autistic child, Chairman. Autism Awareness Year was led by the British Institute of Brain Injured Children, Disabilities Trust, National Autistic Society, and Autism London, and 800 organisations in the United Kingdom. It had the personal backing of British Prime Minister Tony Blair and parliamentarians of all parties in the Palace of Westminster. Section 9.2. Culture. For more details on this topic, see Autistic Culture. With the recent increases in autism recognition and new approaches to educating and socialising autistics, an autistic culture has begun to develop. Since, similar to deaf culture, autistic culture is based in a belief that autism is a unique way of being and not a disorder to be cured. There are some commonalities which are specific to autism in general as a culture, not just to autistic culture. This is a common misperception that autistic people do not marry. Many do seek out close relationships and marry. Often they marry another autistic, though this is not always the case. Autistic people are often attracted to other autistic people due to shared interests or obsessions, but more often than not, the attraction is due to simple compatibility with personality types, the same as for non-autistics. Autistics who communicate have explained that companionship is an important part to autistics as it is to anyone else. Multi-generational autistic families have also recently become a bit more noticeable. It is also a common misconception that autistic people live away from other people, such as living in a rural area rather than an urban area. There are many autistics who happily live in a suburb or a large city. However, if an autistic lives in a metro area, he or she might be more subjected to poverty and bullying. The interests of autistic people and so-called geeks or nerds can often overlap, as autistic people can sometimes become preoccupied with certain subjects, much like the variant normal behaviour geeks experience. However, in practice, many autistic people have difficulty with working in groups, which impairs them even in the most technical of situations. The connection of autism with so-called geek or nerd behaviour has received attention in the popular press, but is still controversial within these groups. Section 9.3. Autistic adults. Communication and social problems often cause difficulties in many areas of the autistic's life. Far fewer adult autistics marry or have children in the general population. Even when they do marry, it is more likely to end in a divorce than the norm. Furthermore, far fewer autistics live in metropolitan areas than the general population, and even if they live near metro areas, they are more likely to experience bullying and poverty than the norm. However, as more social groups form, progressively more diagnosed adults are forming relationships with others on the spectrum. A small proportion of autistic adults, usually those with high-functioning autism or Asperger's syndrome, are able to work successfully in mainstream jobs, although frequently far below their actual levels of skill and qualification. Some have managed self-employment. Many of those are listed on self-employment sites such as outies.org. Others are employed in sheltered workshops under the supervision of managers trained in working with persons with disabilities. A nurturing environment at home, at school, and later in job training and work helps autistic people continue to learn and develop throughout their lives. It is often said that the internet, since it is almost devoid of nonverbal cues that autistics find so hard to interact with, has given some autistic individuals an environment which they can and do communicate in and form online communities. The internet has also provided the option of occupations such as teleworking and independent consulting, which in general do not require much human interaction offline. In the United States, a public school's responsibility for providing services ends when the autistic person is in their 20s, depending on each state. The autistic person and their family are then faced with the challenge of finding living arrangements and employment to match their particular needs, as well as the programs and facilities that can provide support services to achieve these goals. However, autism can be a poverty trap for adult and young autistics, many of whom are engaged in unskilled jobs for which they are overqualified or on welfare benefits. Many parents of autistic children also face financial difficulties, as they must often pay for essential support and therapeutic services. plus, autistics who might qualify for financial assistance in one country are not eligible in another, since some nations do not recognize autism as a disability, making the link between poverty and autism more severe. Section 4. Autistic Savants. Main article, Autistic Savant. The autistic savant phenomenon is sometimes seen in autistic people. Estimates of the prevalence of this phenomenon range between 1 and 10%. The term is used to describe a person who is autistic and has extreme talent in a certain area of study. Although there is a common association between savants and autism, an association created by the 1988 film Rain Man, and most autistic people are not savants, and savantism is not unique to autistic people, although there does seem to be some relation. Mental calculators and fast computer programming skills are the most common form. A well-known example is Daniel Tammet, the subject of the documentary film The Brain Man. Kim Peake, one of the inspirations for Dustin Hoffman's character in The Rain Man, is not autistic. Bright Splinters of the Mind is a book that exposes the issue further. Section 10. Other Pervasive Developmental Disorders. Autism and Asperger's Syndrome are just two of the 5 pervasive developmental disorders, PDDs. The 3 other pervasive developmental disorders are Rett syndrome, childhood disintegrative disorder, and pervasive developmental disorder not otherwise specified. Some of these are related to autism, while some of them are entirely separate conditions. Section 10.1. Rett syndrome. Rett syndrome is relatively rare, affecting almost exclusively females, 1 out of 10,000 to 15,000. After a period of normal development, somewhere between 6 and 18 months, autism-like symptoms begin to appear. The girl's mental and social development regress. She no longer responds to her parents and pulls away from any social contact. If she has been talking, she stops. She cannot control her feet. She wrings her hands. Some of these early symptoms may be confused with autism. Some of the problems associated with Rett syndrome can be treated. Physical, occupational, and speech therapy can help with problems of coordination, movement, and speech. Scientists sponsored at the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development have discovered that a mutation in the sequence of a single gene causes Rett syndrome, and can physically test for it with an 80% accuracy rate. Rett syndrome in the past was sometimes classified as an autistic spectrum disorder. However, most scientists agree that Rett syndrome is a separate developmental disorder and not part of the autistic spectrum. Section 10.2. Childhood Disintegrative Disorder. Childhood Disintegrative Disorder, CDD, and sometimes also abbreviated as CHDD, is a very rare condition appearing in 3 or 4 year old children who have developed normally until age 2. Over several months, the child will deteriorate in intellectual, social, and language functioning from previously normal behaviour. This long period of normal development before regression helps differentiate CCD from Rett syndrome, and in fact it must be differentiated from autism in testing. The cause for CDD is unknown, thus it may be a spectrum disorder, but current evidence suggests that it has something to do with the central nervous system. Section 10.3. Pervasive Developmental Disorder, not otherwise specified. Pervasive Developmental Disorder, not otherwise specified, or PDD-NOS, is referred to as a sub-threshold condition because it is a classification which is given to someone who suffers from impairments in social interaction, communication, and or stereotypes behaviour but does not meet the criteria for one of the other 4 pervasive developmental disorders. Unlike the other 4 pervasive developmental disorders, PDD-NOS has no specific guidelines for diagnosis, so a person may have a lot of characteristics of an autistic person or few to none at all. Note that pervasive developmental disorder is not a diagnosis, just a term to refer to the 5 mentioned conditions, while PDD-NOS is an official diagnosis.